Okay, thank you. It is 4:05 p.m. on August 15th. This is Chairman of the Planning Commission, Gary Hirsch, calling the meeting to order. Now I've asked commissioners to introduce themselves, beginning at my far right.
I'm Ed Nyberg from the Cholla District.
Vern Crow from Cactus.
Rick Harper from Saguaro.
Martin Nowakowski, Yucca District.
Let the record reflect that all members of the Planning Commission are present, with the exception of Commissioner Al Lennox, who is excused, and Commissioner Warren Wilfong, who may be running a few minutes late this afternoon. With that, we have two workshop items, and we'll ask Ms. Perry to make the presentation.
Chairperson Hirsch, would you like for us to at least do introduction from staff?
I beg your pardon, yes, of course, please, staff introductions.
Jim Gruber from the City Attorney's Office.
Tabitha Perry, Special Project Executive Officer.
My name is Maggie Dello. I'm a new contracted employee with Field Operations and Planning.
Very good, thank you. Proceed, Ms. Perry.
Thank you. Commissioners, the zoning ordinance authorized applicants for an amendment to change the zoning on any property. Planning Commission or City Council can be an applicant of a rezoning application on its own motion at a public hearing. This is the basis for the workshop this afternoon. The request before you this afternoon is for Planning Commission to initiate a general plan amendment and a rezoning application for a parcel that is identified as Arrowhead Mall. Just to provide some level of context for you, let me hand out these maps so you can follow along with me. Planning Commission has made motions to initiate several applications. Three of the most recent cases are, in 2017, you have Wolf Logistics Center, which is identified in the green in the map that is before you. This is 1,340 acres located in the Loop 03 area. And once this was rezoned, the first development is underway, which is a 700,000 square foot production facility known as RRB Beverage Operations. The next project is Celebration Commerce Center, which is another PAD. This is city-owned property. It was 16 acres, and that is identified in the yellow, located at the northeast corner of 99th Avenue and Bethany Home Road. As of now, the city no longer owns the property, and existing on the site right now is the Top Golf as an end user, and the remaining parcel is under development for a Holiday Inn hotel. The third project that I would like to identify is identified in the blue on the map, which is the Brownstone PAD. This is also city-owned property, roughly 18 acres, located at the southeast corner of 91st and Orangewood Avenue. There is a purchaser identified and an active design review application for 190 residential bungalow units, which is under review. Relative to the request before you this afternoon, the retail market is changing, with many customers shopping online and numbers of anchor tenant stores such as Sears, Macy's, and JCPenney's closing nationwide. Metro Center and the Desert Sky Mall, both located in the city of Phoenix, are examples of local malls that have undergone changes as major tenant stores have closed. The subject site is currently zoned C2, General Commercial, for a zoning district. And in partnership with the property owner, staff is seeking to amend the amenities in an effort to be proactive. We are not suggesting that Arrowhead Mall has plans to close, yet we are seeking to establish entitlements that would allow for various permitted land uses and development standards to continue attracting the best and highest end uses in the area. Details of the application will be determined as part of the entitlement process, which will adhere to all applicable steps in the process, such as completing the citizen participation process with the intent of holding a neighborhood meeting. If the commission initiates the request, staff can start working on a future entitlement proposal. At this time, I can answer any questions you may have in preparation for a motion on the request.
I
Excuse me, thank you. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Will Fong is present.
Sorry for being late. There was some colorful language going on my way over here.
Understood. Yeah. Okay, very good. Commissioners, do we have questions from this period?
I have one.
Commissioner Harper.
I was floating out of the area, not paying attention to you. What was the first one? What was the, where is it located?
The first one, from the historical aspect of it? It is your Wolf Logistics Center, that PAD. It's in a Loop 303 area.
Okay, I understand that. I woke up. Well, we've passed something there already, haven't we?
We did. That's the one that's going for the, most people are familiar with it, saying Red Bull.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know we passed part of this for development.
Correct. The three that I just outlined, the purpose of identifying those, because those projects was brought before you to initiate them. Mm-hmm. And then we proceeded with the entitlement process, which you all gave a recommendation for approval, which was forward to City Council, and they did act and approve on all three of those parcels. So I want to kind of give you an update on how proactive you have been in the development that's occurring around the city.
Brownstone, we've got an applicant in waiting for some bungalows over there, and that's currently used as parking, as I recall. That's right next to Kellis High School.
Mm-hmm. Chairperson, you're correct.
Okay. And across from the, Shut that off. On Arrowhead. Maybe you could put a little more meat on the bones there. I'm sure someone didn't just wake up in the middle of the night worried about Arrowhead. So what's the backstory there? How did this come to the forefront?
In all fairness, working with economic development, the city manager, paying attention to what's happening in the economy and realizing that Sears is going out of business at Arrowhead Mall. There was conversations about JCPenney's closing. And as you know, in other regional malls throughout the nation, Macy's has closed. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to the property owners and said, you know, how can we be proactive to ensure that we don't find ourselves in a situation where we have a regional mall that's no longer active and you're not set up for entitlements that will allow you to do additional development that falls within the permitted land uses. So if I give an example, because we have not truly started doing any research on this, but preparing the proposed PAD before you, because we want to be transparent, we needed you guys to initiate the application first. So if you look at the core of it, if you look at the area by itself, and as I shared, it is not the intent of thinking that Arrowhead Mall may close, but if you see all the multitude of parking area, there may be opportunities where the property owner may choose or elect to see if there's opportunities to do like additional office complexes. Maybe they can do some mid-rises for multifamily. As some of the tenant spaces, major tenant spaces leave the mall, there may be opportunities. Just give an example, the Sears location could potentially turn over into a hotel. So our goal is, if you just look at the land uses that are allowed with under C2, we want to open up the scope of opportunities for land uses. And that also requires for us to look at the development standards. So the amount of parking requirements allowed for regional malls, we would reduce that so we can have additional development occur on site. We will look at proposed heights. So all those things is what will be taken into consideration.
That was going to be my next question is in terms of height, because as soon as you go vertical up there, the neighborhood's going to go vertical too.
Exactly.
And so it'd just be a matter of whether the top of somebody's head is higher than the proposed building heights, because.
Totally agree with you. And because we want to make sure we're sensitive to the area, one of the things that I indicated is when we do the citizen participation process, it is truly intended to do a neighborhood meeting so that we can get input, hear of any concerns that the surrounding neighborhoods may have.
You know, most people don't realize that South Cabell Road is City of Peoria, and they still think that that's all part of the area.
Correct.
There's already a multi-family home there along the outer loop on the north side, quite a bit.
So parcel 8, which is identified as the Arrowhead Mall, you're correct that there are commercial developments. There is multi-family. So if you take that and have the mindset of the possibility of making it more dense, going higher vertically, knowing that Bell Road is one of our major traffic generating roads, that there's a great opportunity to get additional end users that want to be in that core location coming off of Bell Road.
And you can see what City of Peoria has done with 83rd Avenue going south from Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've heard that the restaurants have gone out of business there. City of Peoria is trying to convince them not to put another restaurant in.
Oh, wow.
There's too many.
I just to add one more thing to it, it is not the intent of looking at this as redevelopment, but development. Because as I did some of my initial research, I mean, there was some cool alternatives that a lot of different cities have done. They have taken the regional malls and used like the second floor for multifamily, and then used the bottom first level to be different levels of scales for restaurants. I think that was kind of neat when you kind of looked at it. As you guys are well aware, there's some malls that have roller coaster rides located within the mall. That is not truly the intent of the PAD. However, we want to ensure that we evaluate a broad scope of opportunities so that they can have various of opportunities.
Okay, so you're just asking for consensus from the commission to initiate a PAD, and of course the details all come later, and there would at some point we'll have an opportunity for a more formal discussion and vote.
Mm-hmm. Chairperson, that is correct.
I mean, commissioners, is there any objection or
not? No, I have no objection.
No objections.
I applaud the city for forecasting the future, because the one thing living in the Phoenix area, having lived between Metro Center and Christown Mall, is you don't want to hear the word dead mall in our city. And that's what, you know, there's 1,100 malls throughout the U.S. and a quarter of them are going to be closed in the next 5 years, everything I've read. And that, you know, just, you said it, online shopping, and usually regional malls attract people from 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, I was starting to think, Tanger, Desert Ridge, Cityscape, you know, all these other malls, Park West. And we do need mixed-use redevelopment ideas, so commercial, retail, office, living space. So I'm all for it. I applaud you guys coming up with an idea. And losing one of our, Sears is closed, right?
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
If we lose JCPenney, they're forecasting closing 19 more stores this year and mm-hmm. more in 2020. Yeah, so
exactly.
I applaud you all. And Macy's.
Yeah. He's right when you talk about, you know, well, I grew up in East Phoenix, and you can just see when the malls are built, and the next one's built, and the next one's built, and that death just follows them. You know, Christown was the greatest thing in the world when I was in the 60s, early 70s.
The old thing.
And then, shows you how old I am. and then when they built Metro Center, that was the greatest thing in the world. But now it's scary to go over there.
I think another option to consider is 59th and Northern.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Manistee. And then it changed over.
Valley Mall.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Valley West Mall, when we moved to Glendale, that was still a great mall.
Dollar
we was over there all the time.
They had the best arcade ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but dead mall.
They had that bar downstairs.
I'm ready.
This is a good thing that they're thinking ahead, I think. Arrowhead's not saying that, you know, they say they're in good shape right now, but, you know, we should help them or look ahead. There's rumors of another mall going out farther west.
Oh, in Goodyear?
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
And so that could maybe take something away from here.
Take a slow down.
This isn't the first challenge for Arrowhead. When it was first initiated by council and the infrastructure was built, there was promptly a huge recession. The original developer died on the vine like so many of them did. So this isn't the first time that this property has been facing some challenges, but it sounds like we're a little bit farther out and ahead of the loop here because these trends. So I think you have the consensus that you're looking for.
I was going to say, we brought up the Valley West Mall and the Tristown deal, but they've kind of revitalized themselves and, whatever they did to bring themselves back to alive.
Completely redid their malls.
Walmart.
Well, they have some
Walmart's
good anchors there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some good anchors. So, I mean, granted, you might lose some, but you still, in that general area, I don't think there's really anything close like a hardware store or anything. I think the closest one is up on Thunderbird. Something like that you might want to take a look at and see if you can.
Probably going to take a pretty dramatic repurposing out there, the size of the facility and the age of it and everything. And
What can you do with that big box that's empty?
Could be any number of things that would be interesting.
Chris Town was Walmart, Marigold Mall's Walmart.
Yeah. They have good
Metro Center's Walmart. I mean, it's...
You know that Walmart, you can't go into the mall from the inside?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I just found that out. Some friend told me that.
Metro Center.
Yes, okay,
there's no mall entrance.
I think we're good. You got what you want on that. Is there anything
the
else?
The rest of them are, there you go.
Well, the bungalow one, I didn't kind of like I might have missed that one. Now, that's the houses by the Kellis High School, right?
Correct.
Now,
31st and Orangewood.
Now, there is issues of parking in that area. Has that ever been resolved?
I remember we had lengthy conversations about that when we actually approved the PAD on it. one of the things that's taking place with them is that obviously they're going to gate the community itself. And so with them only having, they have their main entrance off of 91st Avenue. And then the secondary, which is only for exit, is on Orangewood. And from what they're showing and what their market studies are showing, is that they typically don't have students there. So they're believing that they're not gonna have any parking issues with the school. But at the same time, we're continuing to reach out to the school to see what the school can do, because really it's an issue with the school and by them charging the students to park.
Yeah, the kids are parking all over the neighborhood.
Chair members of the commission, remember this item is not technically on the agenda.
Yeah,
so maybe this might be a offline conversation.
Yeah, but
I just remembered it from last time.
there was a huge amount of talk with neighbors when they were talking about this.
All right, we're off the reservation, I think.
So okay. For the record, staff has guidance from Planning Commission to proceed with the initiation of the general plan amendment and rezoning.
Yes,
correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we have time for comments. Anybody want to add anything? Any questions? I'd like the commissioners to know that I have asked the recording secretary, Diana Figueroa, for those of you that have not been getting notifications on land use applications and zoning cases and so forth, I've asked that each of the commissioners be added to the interested persons list. So you'll now get, this is one that came today, perfect example, cases that are coming before planning and zoning or the Board of Adjustment.
Yep.
And it's kind of nice. I found it a useful tool to kind of see what's out on the horizon. And then some months later, this is, before even the public notifications and meetings and all that. So it's kind of nice to have that. The other thing you'll start getting, the more formal green postcard notifications. And again, if you don't want them, call Diana, tell her to take you off the interested persons list, but I want to make sure everybody was getting them.
I'm getting them.
Because it's a pretty nice tool.
I see a motion here for that item. Do we need to
do that? Chair members of the commission, I think you're okay with the consensus for work session.
Yeah, for work session, I think we're consensus. So anyway, you'll be getting these, and like I say, you're take a minute to read, and Rick's an old timer, so he gets them, but I wasn't sure everybody else was.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, try to help. The other thing that I'd like to just briefly discuss very quickly is, you know, we had a exposure to traffic and planning and forecast and so forth with the case that we heard on the Olive Marketplace. And a lot of these cases are kind of intertwined with traffic, we keep hearing that. And then we hear someone say, well, I have a traffic study that says this and that. And then you start drilling down on that and finding out how they develop those statistics. I would like to have a workshop that would include a presentation from the city traffic engineer's office to give us instruction and more depth and more knowledge about how those studies are conducted and what those numbers really mean. Because we're hearing a lot of raw data, but not really knowing how that data is developed. And for example, one thing was on the right-hand turn or left-hand turn on 53rd Drive, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. You know, the data was based on 365 days, 24 hours a day. So on Christmas night at, you know, 1:30 in the morning, there's zero traffic, but at 7:30 on Monday morning, there's 500 cars there, and they're averaging out. So would you all like to
Roger that?
I think, yeah. Yes, okay. I agree. You know, kind of that,
very misleading.
Where they came back when it went to council, they said they were going to go ahead and try that little strip there.
They were telling us
right.
The numbers. It's like,
there's already a driveway cut into the sidewalk.
Yeah, there. It's already cut.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Chairperson Hirsch, I will report back to the Development Service Director as well as the Transportation Director on your request.
I appreciate that. If you could put that on the radar, I think it would be helpful as commissioners to get educated on how those studies are developed and what the information means. So with that, any comments, commissioners?
I agree with
you. I agree.
Okay, very good. Then see if we can make that happen. Our next meeting is the Planning Commission scheduled for Thursday, September 5th, here at Conference Room 2A at 5 p.m. The chair will be here at 5 p.m., not 5:02.
Okay.
And with that, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chance I won't be here.